Live streaming of this show available via Roku streaming devices, Apple TV, smart TVs, Amazon Echo, and many other devices. Visit tunein.alphageekradio.com to learn how to listen and watch live.
Coming to you, Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your Steffi couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
October 19th, 2015,
and this is episode 187.
And Jay is getting Facebook messages.
That is not a Facebook message. That is our buddy, our friend, Miss Alachia. Is who that was. I was telling them happy anniversary.
Well, that's lovely.
So that was my fault for being a very nice person.
Who's a nice person?
I am.
Since when?
Since, like, I told her that 11 minutes ago. So, ever since 11 minutes ago.
Well, I wish I'd known that before I married you. I don't like nice people.
You don't like nice people? Well.
You should have told me that before. That's all I'm saying.
Well, that's okay. That's okay. Did you know that in Hangouts, you can mute the sounds for, like, an number of hours?
Huh, I did not know that. That's pretty
cool. I just did that. Ooh, technology.
Technology. We're not talking about technology yet. But I do want to say hi to the people in the Valley Tavern who are here this morning. Hello to JK Grammar, Zabi, and Punk Gopher is in the house.
What's
hi.
Going on, everybody? Glad you're with us.
Thank you for being here.
Yeah, and I want to say sorry for the stuffiness that you want to hear during the show.
Jay said cancel, but I said no. You know why? Because we only record every 2 weeks, and that's it. So
that's right.
Weird canceling. So.
I said, let's cancel the show, you know, because we stuffy and everything else. And then Renee said, you know what?
On 10. Isn't that what the young people say?
Yep.
That is not what I said.
She was like, we got to get on 10. And it was like 10 minutes before the show. And
but I apologize for not tweeting out about the show until about 10 minutes before the show. And I know some people can't make it, but whatever. We're here.
Right. That was
we're
like
square.
The right before she
Whatever.
posted that was when she said on 10.
I did not. I never said that, by the way.
Yeah. So all right. Well, we're not going to hold up anything, but let's go ahead and jump right into the
weekend wrap up. Boom!
That's how you people say it, right?
Yeah, that's how we say it. So we went to the zoo
for the, they call it the world's largest Halloween party, which I think is a very high claim, but
right
whatever. But this, along with many other things, it is geared towards a little bit older, not older kids, but just kids that aren't toddlers.
Right.
You know, it's geared maybe 4 and up or 3 and up, something like that.
Right. Well, I think.
Just not for 1-year-olds.
But I think it's kind of geared towards just, you know, it's an option. I really think it's just an option to keep from parents having to drive their cars through the neighborhood. Or trying.
So you think this is an alternative to trick or treating?
So alternative trick or treating.
I would think of it as a supplement.
It also supports the zoo, and it also is very casual. It's not crowded, and
you what time you go,
and you're walking as a family. I feel like Renee right now.
Ha! Take that. Now you know how I can't control it. But anyway, so basically, there's a bunch of little kids in costume. And I assume it's the zoo's employees. I don't know if this is true, but they were dressed up as all kinds of characters. The zoo was sectioned off in different sections, and each section had a theme. There was a princess theme, and there was a minion theme, and video games, and Sugar Rush, and et cetera,
Sugar
et cetera,
Rush!
Et cetera.
Yeah, so...
So they were all dressed up, but I think the it's cosplay, when you get down to it.
Oh, yeah.
I think they did a great job.
Yeah, so I'm not sure if I told you, but Cole hooked me up with a tactical vest.
No, what does this have to do with
Halloween cosplaying?
Okay. Well, it has nothing to do with the zoo. Parents, you didn't tell me
because
that.
Because there were parents that dressed up. At, you know,
some parents did dress up. This is true.
Some parents dressed up. There was Chewie was walking around. Yep. That was the couple in front of us. A
couple of Chewies. She had a Chewie, like, tight suit on, and he had a Chewie, like, snuggie on.
Oh, I didn't see the tight suit when I saw the...
It was, like, very shiny, very very tight to her skin, but it had, like, fur pattern.
Was it, like,
it.
No pants?
Yeah, but it was all over.
Oh, yeah.
I missed that.
Did she look good?
I don't know.
You didn't look?
I didn't like her outfit.
Oh, well, she didn't look good then if she didn't even like her outfit.
Anyway... But, and then they have about 20 stations as you walk along where, you know, you can get candy. And they've blocked off most of the animals. So we saw a few animals, but not a lot because a lot of them were blocked off. And they blocked off any irregular routes. So they basically filtered you along the road. Like, you can't really go off route. So, and when you have 15-month-olds, they can't really... Most 15-month-olds can't say trick-or-treat, and ours are no exception, so...
Right. And most 15-year-olds...
had a candy bag for them.
Yeah, 15-month-olds don't really eat candy either.
They don't eat candy. So we probably shouldn't have got candy for them, so it felt a little awkward. We were carrying the candy bag. Jay asked for candy, and then he said... I ain't doing this mess no more. You asked for candy. So I, you know, had to say, you know, girls say trick or treat, even though I know damn well they could say trick or treat because what am I going to say? Trick or treat and hold the bag myself? So I had to say, girls say trick or treat. And they just look like, I ain't saying nothing. And I hold out the bag and they said, you get two. And I'm like, oh, thanks. That means that we're just going to eat two. So, next time, I'm not asking for candy if we go to something for them. Right. It doesn't make any sense, and I'll just end up eating it. So, but my mom came. Walked with us.
She did.
And it was cute seeing them in their costumes.
It was very nice.
It was a nice walk for the zoo. So
it was.
You know, it was just something different today.
It was. And then Auntie Kim came by.
My sister came. And I'll tell you what. This was the first time they'd done this, and it was so adorable. My sister walked in, their faces, the twins' faces lit up, and they ran towards her, you know, with their arms out, and I about lost it. It was so cute, and I am so glad that, you know, they're close to my family like that. And it's the same thing, like, my mom came over the other night, and they were in the bathtub, and they freaking lost their crap in the bathtub because grandma and granddad were freaking standing right there when they were in the bathtub. So that was fun. Kim stayed for dinner.
She did.
So that was awesome. And we played outside, and we had a really good time. And I'm just, just grateful for my family. Then we went to another Halloween.
We did. We went
related
to,
thing, which was, you know, Jay said it was for adults.
It was more for adults, if you ask me. So we went to Norton Commons, which is one of those, I can't think of the name that they give the neighborhoods that are like kind of self-contained, where it's like urban, not an urban style. It's like a neighborhood where you have your doctor's office, your dentist, your daycare, and you don't have to leave, and everything's tight-knit, and it's like small-town America. So, it's called Norton Commons. They had a fall festival. One of the local radio stations was there, and they had, you know, they have like a town square as well.
Right.
And so, as Renee would say, it's pretty...
Pretentious. I think it's pretentious.
So, interesting conversation. I was telling my buddy Steve at work, my director, about our trip to Norton Commons, and he said, we went to Norton Commons this weekend.
Oh, for what?
They went Sunday morning for breakfast.
Verbena's.
Went to Verbena's. He said, have you heard of Verbena's? I was like, yes, Renee loves that place. Well, do you love that place?
I like it.
You like it, okay.
Pretentious.
So, Steve said, I don't know, Jerry, but that place just seems pretentious.
He said it.
And I was like, I said, Steve, I said, Renee said the same thing. And she said, and he said, she used the word pretentious? Not like you used the word, but I was like, she said the exact same thing.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go say, let me look up, because.
So you didn't think it was, and that's fine if you don't think it is pretentious, but you didn't seem to think it was pretentious.
Well, so pretentious means attempting to impress by affecting greater importance, talents, culture. Oh, God, yes. It is pretentious. Wow.
If you look up pretentious in the dictionary, there's a picture of Norton Commons.
Oh, I was sitting here like, oh, man, where's this picture at? So let me look up Norton Commons.
No, it's not really.
Because I'm trying to remember the type of neighborhood that they call these.
Insular?
No, it's not insular.
It's not insular? Insular neighborhood.
It's not. Commons Lifestyle. Is that it?
Insular Neighborhood Association. Yes. Insular. That's what it's called.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I think so. Hold on. This is a terrible... Maybe it's not. Anyway, I don't know.
I forgot what it's called. I can't think of what.
No, it's not insular. That's terrible. I have terrible. Ugh.
So they have it's like hoity-toity. The town building.
Yeah. Yes, JK. Hoity-toity. But yeah, I can't remember what it's called. But everything is there. The school. They even have an old folks' home. It's very. Ugh. Anyway,
it's not gated.
It's a certain type of neighborhood. It's not just gated.
It's not even gated. It's actually a name. It's a type
of neighborhood, like an official type of neighborhood where everything is right there to fingertips. There's no need to leave. And I have JK said it's so hoity-toity that no one knows what to call it. But anyway, that's Norton Commons.
Is it traditional neighborhood? Is it traditional neighborhood?
You know what? I'm going to put this in the chat room so the chat room can see. The houses are so, sprawling. And
yes, they all have it. So it is traditional neighborhood development what it's called.
All right.
It refers to complete neighborhoods of towns using traditional town planning principles where it has all this crap.
basically
think of what's the town in Walking Dead?
Whatchamacallit?
Where the governor was.
Yeah. No. Alexandria.
Well, Alexandria
is
one, and then where the governor was is another.
I mean, guys, they have a town square. A town square in the neighborhood.
Right.
It's this is not in a town separate. No. This is a neighborhood just chilling in Louisville. But anyway, so they had... There were a couple of things for the kids. They had hay bales they could climb on.
I'm going to say the hay bale thing was lame. The hay bale
The kids seemed to like it.
There were people from
outside of Norton Commons there.
Let me just say, the front yards of Norton Commons, you can open the door, take a pair of scissors, go snip, 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 and your lawn is mowed.
So, are you saying that the kids are so happy to be playing the hay bales because they have no front yard?
Because when visitors aren't around, they're like, don't you play in the town square? And so this is the one time
this
a year.
Is that true?
That they get to play in the town square. You can't walk your dog in town square.
But you can play in the town square.
You can't walk your dog in town square.
Yes, you can't walk your dog in the town square, but you can play in town square. But anyway, so I think a lot of the people weren't even from North Carolina.
You're selling me on this pretentious. I'm in y'all's court now. I'm in y'all's corner.
You're our corner?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I was volleying the idea of buying there a long time ago.
So let's see what.
I was like, no way. But anyway, they had food trucks and a beer truck. And
they had like a beer plaza.
Tractor ride for the kids where the tractor was.
They had beer. They had a beer plaza, babe.
No, they didn't. It was just one truck, babe. It wasn't a beer plaza. It was one beer truck.
And they had like. People were like leaving the square. People were walking home with big old glasses of wine.
That was funny. But anyway, you know, so it wasn't anything. We basically just walked around once.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Were you looking at prices?
So.
It's expensive.
Yeah, so like houses here. I'm going to put a link out here for you guys. And you guys just scroll down. And the first house that popped up was $1.1 million
in Norton Commons.
I mean,
and yeah,
this
yeah,
is crazy.
There's no way I would want to live there. Actually, like
the cheapest house where
much?
you can live in a condo, and on the fourth floor for $13.95 a month.
It's $260. Yeah, that's $13.95 a month.
They have this house here.
It has two bedrooms, two baths.
There's this house.
Which isn't bad for two bedrooms, two baths.
You can rent this house for $2,500. And then there's this other house. It's a two-bedroom, three-bath. Is this the one you were talking about? Is this a house?
What?
Oh, this is an apartment. There's one for $269,000.
Unit 101. That is a condo, I think.
Oh, it is.
Condo.
Good gosh. Three bedroom, three
bath.
Yeah,
things are.
So,
yeah.
Three bedroom, three bath. 1,800 square feet. $385,000.
Yeah.
We have and a five
those
bedroom.
That live in like other places may find these prices comparable if you live in like California.
Babe,
but let me tell you, I'm talking about it's not comparable here.
Babe.
It's crazy.
We have five bedrooms, two baths.
But I bet their bedrooms are bigger than our bedrooms.
1,800 square feet.
I mean, this office is technically a bedroom.
Babe,
it's kind of tiny.
1,800 square feet is our house. This is 1804. This house is three times the value of our house.
Yeah, because it's pretentious. But anyway, so that's Norton Commons. We went there.
But it's funny.
I'm talking about them.
But you know what?
Crazy.
It's funny. Like, a lot of these houses have been on the market for like 100 and some odd days.
I wonder if it's going to go under. Would you be sad if Norton Commons went under?
It's not going to go under. Come on now.
Because people can't move.
Man.
People can't afford
they will,
to move.
They will buy their own house. They'd be like, they probably have an agreement that they have to come back if it doesn't sell. But the thing is, you know, Punk Gover said location, 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 right? The thing is, I guess it is location, 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 because you ain't got to leave. I sound very country when I said that.
You are.
You ain't got to leave.
Anyway. So anyway.
I'm just jealous. I'm hating on Norton.
I mean, the houses are beautiful, but I'm not going to pay that much.
They are.
The girls had their 15-month appointment today. Let me just say, Maya was not having it.
Yep. Oh man.
Maya was not having the appointment.
Maya is very vocal.
She wasn't having getting her weight done. She wasn't having getting her height taken. Her ears looked in. Her mouth looked in. Nothing. She wasn't having it. It was crazy. Zoe was cool. Maya, not so much. But I do have some stats for everybody, because if anybody cares. Zoe stats, she weighs 24 pounds, 8.3 ounces. Her head circumference is 46.5 centimeters. And her height is 31.5 inches. Woohoo! So everything is in the 70s and 80s for percentiles. So that's pretty normal. Maya is 21 pounds, 11.8 ounces, 46.5 hexagrams, same as Zoe, which was weird. 29.65 inches. She is a little shorty. She's in the 17.56 percentile for height. So she is a little shorty, but she's feisty. She's the feistiest one right now.
Man.
I mean, it could totally change in a week. And now, she's pretty damn feisty.
So I'm trying to remember with Brianna, Daniel, and Benji.
Right.
If they were as feisty.
She's a firecracker.
She has the back arch like down. Doesn't play.
I've never seen anybody steal toys the way she does. She doesn't steal toys like, hey, I'm gonna steal your toy. She takes a toy as though, oh hey, thanks for holding this for me. I'll take that back now. Like, she doesn't like, there's no concept of I'm taking this from you. It's right. You were holding this for me. That's
right.
So, she's a personality, that one.
Yeah, definitely. So, man, I tell you, Renee, that we'll probably be going on into, let's see here. What do we do the weekend before that, babe? We had the birthdays.
Oh. We had the birthdays.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, Deidre was in town.
I can't believe I didn't put that. Deidre was in town for my parents' birthday. We all banded together and we cooked. And my parents grilled meat and we made the sides. And we had a nice birthday celebration with my mom and dad. Their birthdays are only 5 days apart, so we usually celebrate them together.
So it was pretty cool because everyone was in. We got up early Saturday morning and we took a trip to Grandma's and we spent the entire day at Grandma's.
Except for a nap.
Right.
But the entire day spent at Grandma's.
And I would say that Grandma loved it. I might be being a little pretentious about it, but I think she loved it.
Yeah, yeah. Grandma loved heaven. And I got to snuggle my little nephew, and it was amazing.
I know, and I got to give my older nephew, Ethan, I got to hook him up with his Smithsonian jet engine that he was able to put together.
Right.
That was pretty neat. I have to see how it's going. Maybe I'm going to be like Dad, and I'll start asking about it every time that... I see him.
Anyway,
how's that engine going?
How's that engine?
I remember you putting that together. You put that together so fast. Can I do that?
Oh my gosh! And what did you eat?
Oh,
what did you eat after dinner?
So, all right. So there are two stores that also opened here in Louisville. That is literally less than 3 miles away. There's the store Witch. Amazing. World of Beers will be opening soon. And we also had a jerky outlet store that opened. And I will say, the jerky outlet store is amazing. So,
of course it is.
I went there earlier, you know, that day. I didn't think anybody would want to go. I went and got some jerky. I got some jerky and, you know, brought it back home and had it and ate and everything else. And Renee, so me and the brother-in-laws went back out after and we got some more jerky. And basically, while we were there, I was able to take my time and actually look around. They have all these hot sauces. They also have all these jams, preserves, and everything else. And then they also have crickets, and they also have larvae that you can buy and eat. So these crickets and larvae, they're apparently either been roasted, slow baked, or I don't know, but they have different flavors like barbecue, salt and vinegar, and just different flavors and stuff like that. So the trick was, Dad loves salt and vinegar chips.
Right.
So we brought back Dad some salt and vinegar crickets. And we brought back some barbecue larvae. So we got back home and we're like, hey, Dad, we know you love salt and vinegar chips. So we hooked you up with some salt and vinegar crickets.
And here's where my dad 100% surprised me. I thought he was going to refuse. Like,
refuse what?
The crickets.
We may refuse the crickets. So
like, of course he's even try.
Oh, to eat the crickets?
Yeah, I thought he was going to refuse to eat them.
What?
But he didn't. He tried them.
Yep, so the deal was...
Everybody tried them. Almost everybody.
So the deal was, told Dad, you know, you try the cricket, and we'll try it with you. How about that? And sure enough, Dad said, all right, got the cricket. I got a cricket. D, Chris, Mom, Kim.
Yeah.
Kim got one. I don't know if Danielle did or not. So we all had crickets. And I should have just swallowed mine, but I decided to chew mine. And I remember chewing and catching its head. And then I remember what I thought could have been a leg getting stuck in my teeth. And by the time, you guys know I have a hard time eating veal and lamb shank.
Yeah, you have a hard time eating veal because it's just a baby cow.
Right.
And lamb is baby lamb.
Right.
It's a baby lamb. It's a baby sheep. So you just have a little hard time.
So I was having a hard time. Not because it was like a baby
cricket.
What if
it was a baby cricket?
Because it wasn't matter. It was just a cricket.
But what if it was a baby
cricket? My mind was just thinking, cricket. If it was a baby cricket, I probably wouldn't have.
So Jay Cricket, I didn't touch the shit. Okay? I'm not doing insects. Get that crap away from me. I'm not doing it. And I draw the line. So that was a big for me. So glad you all did that.
So JK kind of hit the nail on the head where bad thing about eating crickets is your farts sound like cricket sounds.
And I'd be pissed.
Crickets chirping.
And then, you know what? I would be getting up, trying to find the one that is freaking in the house. Have you ever had one in the house and you can't find it?
Like on leftovers?
Yes.
Spoiler. There's a cricket in the show.
I don't think it's so much a spoiler, but hey, why not? Anyway, so that was super, super fun, and I cannot wait to see everyone again. Let's move on to some media.
All right, let's go to some media.
Media, movies, books, comics, TV.
All right, we are in Media Babe.
So, we failed on our show.
We did.
Fine.
We forgot.
Whatever, we forgot.
But I will say, we spent a lot of time outside with the girls.
We did. We've been outside almost every day with them. So, you know, it's fine. It's whatever.
It's whatever.
It's whatever.
Yes or nah?
Yes or nah what?
The same thing you hate the most.
I hate that. But anyway, so we did not watch 9 months. I'm keeping it on our list. Try to watch it next 2 weeks.
And we're not going to roll for another one.
Not going to roll for another one. We'll keep it 9 months.
Yep.
So The Walking Dead came on. So how do you feel about The Walking Dead?
First one kind of slow. Second one's kind of opposite.
I kind of liked both. I liked both. I think they're on a good... Someone did say, this is not a spoiler, but this is... Because, you know, it's been going on forever. You know, the eternal question, is Rick right or not? Rick always turns out to be right. You know?
Right.
Have you noticed that? It's Rick's opinion against somebody else's. And guess what? Rick's choice is always the best choice. All the time. Ends up being the best choice. So,
well, it depends who you talk to.
Okay. Well.
But yeah.
So, it's like, we get it. Rick's always right. Whatever.
Rick is
you
right.
You have to be brutal in this zombie apocalypse. You can't be soft. That's why I would die instantly, because I'm pretty darn soft.
Oh.
So, I know. I'm terrible. But there's a lot of action in the second one.
Yeah.
So that's a spoiler.
Whatever. Well, I said it's the direct opposite is what I said. So yeah. People may
action,
not see
the... What's it? Actually could mean a lot of things. So that's not a spoiler.
I said the first one was slow and I said the other one was opposite. I mean, if people were listening, they would have caught it. If not, then...
So you have to be careful about spoilers. This is a hot topic.
Yeah.
So Jay gifted me some games.
He I did.
Me Tales from the Borderlands and the Game of Thrones Telltale game.
Yeah, they had a big Telltale sale.
Telltale.
I got me some Telltale.
But it was pretty cool. I started Tales from the Borderlands, and
what do you think so far?
I like it. It's That's more cool. action-y than the Walking Dead one.
Really?
Yeah, it's not just, you know, pressing a button, choosing a choice.
Okay.
So you'll see when you start playing. But all it has right. that classic Borderlands humor, that classic Borderlands, you know, stuff. So
you think like this it. Will make you want to play the prequel?
I don't know, maybe. I don't know.
That's one game we haven't finished
yet. There's so much we have to do.
It's
pitiful. So, pitiful. Tell me about it. So, how's Rocket League going? Have you been doing Rockets?
So, the last time I played Rocket was when I had this awesome match with Nick, and I gave him the alley-oop. It was like I dropped the controller and just walked away.
No, you didn't.
I seriously haven't played.
Did you really?
Then. Yeah, I haven't played since then. But I mean, I probably will play some more. Did you know that the Back to the Future car is coming? The DeLorean?
I heard.
It's going to be one of the cars that you'll be able to pick. And so I haven't. One reason why I haven't played is that, one, I've been busy. Two, I've been wanting to paint my miniatures. And then three, I want to spend time with, you know, with you up front.
That was sweet.
We have a shit ton of TV to watch. So
much TV. See, that's a problem with the fall. We always have to make sure we beat down our TV to the very bottom before yep. fall comes.
Yep.
We have to do that next year. So,
And then also, I've been playing 40K. I was supposed to go play with Cole this past weekend, but I played with him last. Was it this? Not. Was it the Friday that Deidre came?
Yeah.
That I played
so.
Cole.
I think so.
No, it wasn't, because the Friday before is when I picked up the gift. So it was the Friday before that. So I must have already talking about it. But anyway, been playing 40K, having a good time. I'm in the process of painting a salamander army. I'm trying to get a salamander army together and all that good stuff. And as JK said, Supergirl is coming out this next Monday or Tuesday.
I don't have enough time for this.
Well, that's already on our DVR, so we're definitely going to be watching that. So I'm about to sneeze, I think.
Sneeze. So, Warhammer's still good, right?
Yeah, Warhammer's still good. Having fun. I'm focused on building small forces instead of trying to build this huge force, because I know what's going to happen. But yeah, I'm having fun, and
glad you're enjoying it.
And I'm doing pretty good on some new painting techniques. I did buy a new airbrush because I broke my airbrush Friday. When you and I took the day off.
You were very upset.
I wasn't too upset. I was more like, damn it. You know, kind of like that. But I was going to, you know, I brought an Iwata airbrush to replace it with. So I went from a Master to an Iwata. Should be a better deal. I have yet to break. I've taken it out of the box, but I haven't had a chance to pop some paint through it. So, I plan to do that soon. I did buy some salamander paint from Forge World.
Salamander, does it change color?
From the UK. I wish that'd be kind of cool.
That would be super cool. Yeah. But so yeah, I'm glad you have it going on, babe.
Yeah. So
we just the odds and ends.
All right. Let me do this, so let me figure this out, because I want to talk to Mr. Feisty. And let go. Valentine's
odds and ends.
All right. So I was talking to a friend of mine that plays a lot of games as well. I would say that he's been playing the Dungeons and Dragons board game.
Uh-huh.
And he said it is very fun because there are different things that happen in on each tile and stuff like that. So that's something that I've been thinking of. And that's a 1-5 player. So I think that'd be kind of cool for either playing with Adrian and Cole or some other couple or, you know. But anyway, so we got some birthdays going on.
We do. Well, first, we had an email I would like to read that we forgot to read last time.
All right, so let's hit the email. What's up with the email?
We got an email from our good friend Nikodai. And she said, hello, you two. I love hearing your show live versus having to wait a week for me to listen to work on Sundays. There was some confusion of who I am this past week, so I thought I'd send a picture. I'm tall, 5'10", I had boots on when I met you, and by far I'm not petite. This little guy is my son being goofy. Looking forward to the next show. Keep up the great work.
What's up?
Joanne. So she sent us a picture because apparently I am terrible at remembering anyone.
You have baby brain going on too.
Can't claim that anymore. It's been 15 months.
No, babe, that was when she came.
Oh, hey, baby brain. Yeah, I can't remember anything from that point. So
right.
But I do want to say a big, huge congratulations to Karen and Brandon.
Congratulations, OMF and Lady, old Lady Frank.
They're expecting their second child. So I just want to say congratulations to you two. Can't wait to see the new edition.
Oh, yeah.
You have some birthdays.
Yeah.
We have three birthdays today.
So today we have Rick from the Tim Ford Podcast.
Happy birthday,
happy
Rick.
Birthday. Too bad you're not here, sucker. We would have sung for you. And we have Josh Mayu's birthday, who's today, as well as an amazing friend of Renee's. Whose birthday is it?
Robin Sanders. You know Robin.
I do.
Yeah, okay.
She works for me right now, right?
Oh, yeah, she does work for me. CJ Basila's birthday is today.
Yep, and on Thursday.
Courtney Wilson, a mommy friend of mine. Chrissy McKenzie, birthday is on Thursday. Christina Brown, my cousin-in-law.
Well, your cousins.
My cousin. Birthday is on Thursday.
Christy Kosak, her birthday is on Friday. Let me guess. Mommy group.
Yes.
What's up, Christy? Sarah Burton, her birthday's on the 28th.
Sengu.
His birthday's on the 28th.
Paula Wibzat.
Mommy group.
Nope. Work.
Birthday's on the 28th. On the 29th, we have Miss Lindsay Dixon.
Hi, Lindsay. Hey, girl.
Happy birthday.
Ashley Clark's birthday is on the 30th.
Happy birthday, Ashley.
And on the 31st, Halloween itself, two birthdays.
Boobie.
Happy birthday, Boobie. And Andy Bledow.
Bledow.
Birthday is on the 31st.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Just want to say a mass shout out to all you folks out there, the folks in the Valley Tavern, JK, Punk Gopher, Zobby, and Moo Hogan. Thank you all for being here. Huge shout out to all the podcasts that support us. Go check them out. We have Tim Ford. We have Black Astronauts. We have the Why Not Podcast. We have a full host of podcasts. Go check out James Bartholomew's Indie Investigation that's going on. He has some cool stuff going on out there. But if you want to reach us, you can reach us by email. I already said JK. Rick was at the very beginning. Doggone it. Are you listening to the show? I said, Rick, 10-4 Pocket. Here's the very first one. And I said, too bad you wasn't here, sucker. See, I try to be nice. Sucka. I try to be nice, babe. Oh, Melanie, calm down.
You should just stop being nice.
Oh, my God. Anyway, you can reach us by email at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can also see our blog at valentinecast. You can see our Twitter feed at valentinecast.com/valentinecast.
Facebook page is facebook.com/valentinecast. You can call us at 415-75-VCAST.
I need to take that out.
Don't call us anymore.
Yeah, I need to take that out.
It doesn't work.
It doesn't work anymore.
Don't stop. Google took us.
Google took the number away from us.
So
it's like you're not like you're not using this number.
Stop calling us. It doesn't work. Video can be seen at youtube.com/valentinecast. Jay's Twitter feed is the cowboy. That's thecaoboi. And my Twitter feed is
the ice flow. So let me back this bus up real quick. Beep, 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 beep. Happy birthday, Richard. Sorry for calling you Rick. I could have been
mean
and called him Dick because
Dick is short for Rick.
Dick is short for Richard.
Sister.
And Rick is short for Richard. And I apologize, man, because my name is not Gerald. Even though people like to call me Gerald. Even though my name is Jerry, but they want to say Gerald. But anyway, you can just call me Jay. So happy birthday, Richard. God damn. Anyway, see you all next week. We'll talk to you later now.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
On 10.
Boops.
Isn't that what the young people say?
This is Alpha Geek Radio.
Yeah.